Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yizborach, we're about to begin the second topic of Parshas Vayis Chanan, where Moshe Rabbeinu warns Am Yisrael that if they'll be Eved Avod Zoreh, Hashem will throw them out of Eretz Yisrael. But we are guaranteed that Hashem will return us to our land. Perek Daled, Posuk Chof Hei. Ki soilid bonim uvnei bonim evenu yishantem ba'oretz, וישחתם, ועשיסם פסל תמון אז כויל, ועשיסם אורה בעיני אדוני אלוהיך להכעיסוי. When you will have children and grandchildren, and you will have been established in the land for a long time, if you will become corrupt and destroy yourselves and your ways by making a statue of any picture, and you will do what's bad in Hashem's eyes to anger him, then Haidoi si vochem ayoi mesa shomaim vesa orets, ki avoide toivedun maher, me al orets, asheratem oiveri mesa yardein shomo lerishto, loisari chunyomim oleho ki hi shomeid ti shomeidun. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, I am calling upon the heaven and earth to act as witnesses that I am warning you today that if you do that, you will perish very quickly from the land that you are crossing over the Yaldane in order to inherit it. You will not last long over there because you will be destroyed. But not completely, as Posuk Chof Zayin tells us. Ve'hefitz Adoino yeschem bo'amim ונשארתם מסי מספור בגויים אשר ינהג אדוינו יסכם שומו. Hashem will scatter you among the nations, and you will be left few among the goyim that Hashem will lead you there. ועבדתם שום אלוהים מעשי ידי אדום עצבו אבן אשר לא יראון ולא ישמעון ולא יאכלון ולא יריחון. If we translate the pasuk literally, the pasuk is telling us you will worship gods over there when you're among the nations, gods that were made by humans, made out of stones and wood, that can't see, can't hear, can't eat, and can't smell. But Rashi tells us b'shem Targum that's not the pshat. Rather, as if there's a missing word in the pasuk. When you're in Golus by the Goyim, you will work for the Goyim, who the Goyim worship those Avodah Zarah. And it's considered as if you're worshipping those Avodah Zarah. Says Rashi, Posuk Chof Hei, V'noishantem. The Poshup Shat in the Posuk means, Miloshen Yoshon, you'll be in the land for a long time. Says Rashi, there's a remez over here. The gematria of V'noishantem is 852. The Pasuk is b'meramez that we will be thrown into Golus 852 years after we enter Eretz Yisrael. But that's not what happened. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Golus start 2 years earlier. Why? In order that the next part of the pasuk, ki avoy toivedun, should not be mekuyim. These two psukim are dependent on each other. If v'neshantem will happen, namely the golus will happen after 852 years, then ki avoy toivedun, you will completely perish. But now that the v'neshantem did not happen, we were not there for 852 years, rather only 850, and that's why the continuation of the posuk did not happen completely either. V'zehu shenemar posuk in Sefer Daniel, v'yishkoid al Hashem al ro'o v'yivieho oleinu. Hashem was diligent to bring the bad, the golus, upon us. Ki tzadik Hashem Elokeinu, because Hashem is a tzadik. What does the fact that he's a tzadik have to do that he was vayishkoid Hashem al ro vayivieho oleinu? Says Rashi, tzedoko also imonu, Hashem did us a favor. Shemiher leavio shteishonim lifnei zmano. He did us a favor by starting the golus 2 years earlier in order to fulfill what Rashi just said. If there's no v'neshantem, there's no avoy tevedu. Rashi posuk chovov ha'idoisi vochem. I'm inviting the Shomayim Va'oret Lios Eidim to act as witnesses. That I warned you. Ba'avatem Shom Elohim Ketargumoy. As Targum says, V'sif lechun tamon le'amemayo polchei ta'avoso. You will work for nations that they worship the Avodah Zarah. Misha'ai, the Pasuk L'maisa, does say that we will worship Avodah Zarah. So Rashi explains, Mishatem oivdim lo ivdehem, ke'ilu avtem oivdim lohem. Since you're working for the worshippers of those Avodah Zarah, it's as if you're worshipping the Avodah Zarah. Ad kan golus, and now the return. Pasuk Chof Tes. וביקשתם משום אדוני אלוהיך ומצאתם כי סידרשנו בכל לבבך ובכל נפשך. And you will seek out Hashem from there, from among the goyim, and you will find him if you pursue him with all of your heart and with all of your soul. פסוק למד, מצר לך ומצאוך כל הדברים האלה באחרית היומים. Veshavto ad adoino yeloihecho veshomato bekoiloi. When you will be oppressed and when you will be in pain and all these things I describe to you will happen to you at the end of the days, then you will return to Hashem and listen to him. Listen and obey, of course. Posuk lamed alev ki eil rachum adoino yeloihecho lo yapecho velo yashchisecho. Because Hashem your God is a merciful God. He will not let go of you, and he will not destroy you, and he will not forget the bris that he has sworn to your ancestors. Says Rashi, lo yarpecho milehachazik becho biyodov. He will not let go of you from him holding on to you with his hands. That's what it means lemaisa in the context of this posuk. He will not let go of you. But now Rashi is going to tell us the literal usage of the words in this tense. The loshen lo yalpecho, loshen lo yaf ilhu. Yalpecho means to cause someone else to do something. Now how does that fit into this pasuk? Rashi says it means he will not let go of you. That's something he's doing, not we're doing. Rather, how does it fit into loshen of causing someone else to do something? Lo yiten lecha rifyoin. He won't give you a weakness. Namely, lo yafrish oisecha mi'etzloi. We got to talk about what he's doing to you. He will not give you a weakness, and he won't let you separate from him. Bechein achazti veloy arpenu. A posik in Sefer Shir Hashirim. Sheloy ninkad erpenu. If it would have said erpenu, it would have meant I will not let go of him. But arpenu means I will not let him let go of me. You're talking about the other person. Kol loshen rifyoin musav aloshen mafilu mispail. This root of resh pehei throughout Tanakh always is used in the causative tense. Kmo yahar peilo tein lo rifyoin, give her a weakness heref mimeni. Later on, Parshas Ekev, Hashem tells Moshe, Hisrape mimeni, let go of me, but talking about me. So, Bekitzer, what the Pasuk Lamaisa means, Hashem won't let go of you, but the usage, the tense of the word is, he's talking about what he will do to us. He will not give us weakness, and he will not let us separate from himself. Pasuk Lamed Beis, Kishal no liyomim rishonim, asher oyu lefonecho. Leminayoim asher boro Elohim odom al horetz ulemikzei hashamayim ve'ad kitzei hashamayim anihiyo kadavor agodoy laze oy hanishma komoy hu. In Posuk Lamed Beis, Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to prove what he said in Posuk Lamed Aleph, that Hashem is a merciful God. Will never let go of you, will never destroy you, and will never forget the bris that he made with our ancestors. Proof being, ask around from the beginning of times, from when the first man was created on earth, all over the world. Has there ever been such a great event that we're about to describe in Pasuk Lamed Gimel? Has anybody ever heard of such a thing? Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Hashoma om koil Elohim medaber mitoicho eish kasher shomato ato vayechi. Has any other nation in the world ever heard Hashem's voice speaking to them from within the fire as you did and come out alive? A second proof, Pasuk Lamed Dalet. Oy haniso Elohim, lavoy lokachas loigoy, mikerev goy, b'masoyz boisoyz uv'mayfasim uv'milchama. וביוד חזקו ובזרוע נטויו ומאירועים גדולים ככל אשר עשו לכם אדוני אלוהיכם במצרים לעינך. לולי דברי רש"י, I would have learned that this word Elohim is Kodesh, and the Pasuk is saying, has Hashem ever done so many nisim to take out a nation from within another nation, referring to Yetziat Mitzrayim? We took Am Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. But for some reason, I don't know why, Rashi learned this Elohim is Choyl. And Rashi says, did any other God do so many nisim as to take one nation out of the other nation? Targum learned this Kodesh. I don't know why Rashi would learn this Elohim different than Elohim in Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Any idea? Agulponim will go with Rashi. Has any other God done so many nisim to take one nation from among another nation, referring to Yetziat Mitzrayim? B'masois, we'll see in Rashi what that means. Boisois, with signs to prove that I, Moshe Rabbeinu, am indeed the chosen one by Hashem in order to take you out. Uva moivsim, that's referring to the tremendous the wonders and nisim that Hashem did for us when He took us out of Mitzrayim with the ten makos. Uva milchomo, He fought the Mitzrayim by Yamsuf, by Kriyas Yamsuf, with a strong hand and with an outstretched arm. Uva moiroim gedoilim, the word moiroim comes from the word noiro, with the great awesomeness. All that Hashem did in Mitzrayim, to your eyes, you saw it yourself. These two psukim, psukim lamed gimel and lamed dalet, says Moshe Rabbeinu, as proof to what he said in Pasuk Lamed Aleph, that Hashem is merciful after Hashem did all this for you, namely Maimed Har Sinai and Yetzias Mitzrayim, as Kriyas Yamsuf. Hashem will never let go of you, will never destroy you, and will never forget the bris that He made with your ancestors. Says Rashi, Pasuk Lamed Beis, Liyomim Rishoinim, Al Yomim Rishoinim, ask about the early days, namely from the beginning of times when the man was created. Ulimikzei Hashamayim Vegam She'alochol Abruim, ask all the create creatures, Asher Mikotze El Kotze, from one edge of the earth to the other edge, all over the world. Zeu Pshutoi. Umedroshoi, Rashi says a drash, because the words Al Ha'oretz seem to be extra. The Pasuk could have simply said, Limenayim Asher Bore Elokim Odo, from the days that Hashem created man. Of course, where was man created? Al Ha'oretz. Says Rashi a drash, Melamed al kamosoi shel odom shoyso min ha'oretz v'ad ha'shamayim. The Pasuk is telling you, according to the drash, the height of Odom Rishon was al ha'oretz ulimikzei ha'shamayim. His height was from the earth until the sky. And then again, ulimikzei ha'shamayim al kzei ha'shamayim. V'ashir atzmo yashol min ha'kotze la'kotze. The Gemara in Chagiga tells us that the length from earth to the sky is the same length as from one edge of the sky to the other edge of the sky. And Rashi's darshaning in the Pasuk from the extra words Al Ha'oretz, and he's reading Ulim Kzei HaShamayim twice. Number one, Al Ha'oretz, Ulim Kzei HaShamayim, from earth to sky, that was his height, which is equivalent to Ulim Kzei HaShamayim, Mel Kzei HaShamayim, from one edge of the sky to the other. Anihi yu ha'dovor ha'kadovor ha'godoil hazeh, umahu ha'dovor ha'godoil, what is this great thing that happened? Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Hashoma Om. Oyaniso Elohim. Rashi learns this is Choyl. Hachi also nisim shum Eloiah. Lovoi lo kachas loy goi. Kola hein alolu tmiyoisein. All these hein are wonders, are questions, are rhetorical questions, with an obvious answer. Lochim nekudoi bechataf patach. Hanihiyo, hanishma, haniso, hashoma. All those are rhetorical questions. Bemasois, says Rashi. Alidei nisyoinois hoidiyom gevuroisov. By testing them, or by them, by Hashem asking Pari for a test, Hashem showed him his strength. When Moshe Rabbeinu tells Pari, show off to me, when exactly do you want the Tzfaldim to leave you? Im uchalaso is kein, test me, see if I can do it.
So Hashem is showing his greatness by having Paro, Kaviyochel, test him if he can do it. Boiso is besimone, with signs, lahamin, sheushlucha shel mokim, that Moshe Rabbeinu is indeed the messenger of Hashem. Kegoin maze biyodecho, Hashem showed him, Hashem asked him, what do you have in your stick? He told him to throw it on the floor, it will turn into a snake, and that will prove that I sent you. Uve moivsim im niflois, wonders, shevi aleim makois muflois, wondrous the 10 makois. Bemilchomo bayam, shenemar ki Hashem nilchom lohem. Adkan, the proofs that Hashem will never forget the bris he made with your ancestors. Says Pasuk Lamed, hey, there's another thing you got from Maimar al Sinai. Atohor eis olodas ki adoinoi hu ho Elohim ein oid milvadoi. You were shown clearly that Hashem, hu ho Elohim, he is the only power in the world. There is no other power besides for him. Says Rashi, Hor Eso, Kitargumo Itachazesa, you were shown. How were they shown? Kishenosana Kodush Bohu is our Toyro, Posachloem Shivroikim, he opened up all the 7 skies. Ukishem Shakora is El Yoinim, Kakora is Artoinim, he revealed the whole world to them. Vero Amistro so clearly Shihu Yechidi, he is the only God, the only power. Lekachnema Toriso Lodaas, you were shown to know clearly. Posuk lamed vav min hashamayim ishmiach oez koiloi liyasereko ve'al ha'oretz herachu oez isho yagedoi lo udvorov shamato mitoicho eish. From the heavens Hashem has made you heard his voice in order to teach you. Targum says liyasereko le'alofusoch. To teach you what? What we saw in Posuk lamed hey. To teach you clearly that Hashem hu Elohim. And from the earth, as he showed you his awesome, his great fire, which was on Har Sinai, and you heard his words from the fire. I guess there was some type of combination. We heard his voice from the heavens, min hashamayim, and also mitoich ha'esh, al ha'aretz, some type of combination between the two. Posuk lamed zayin evesach, as ki ohav es avoisecho, vayivchar mezaroi acharov, and it's all because that he loved your fathers and he chose their children after them. That is why he took you out of Mitzrayim bechoychoy agodoyl with his great strength. What the word befonov means, Rashi says, tupshotim. Either Hashem took you out of Mitzrayim and he placed you in front of him in order to protect you, that Mitzrayim shouldn't harm you from the back. Or, Befonov is referring to the Ovois. He took you out of Mitzrayim, and he showed it to the Ovois that he's taking you, their children, out of Mitzrayim. I, Befonov, is Loshen Yochid, and the Ovois is Loshen Rabim, says Rashi. You should have asked that question on the previous word. Bezawi Acharov, there it also says Loshen Yochid, referring to the plural of Ovois. Says Rashi, it's not Akasha. The 3 Ovois, as one unit, could be referred to as Loshen Yochid. Says Rashi v'sachas ki ohav v'chol zeh, all this that we described in Posuk Lamed Gimel and Posuk Lamed Dalid, that Hashem revealed himself to you by Maimed al Sinai and Hashem took you out of Mitzrayim, all this, you know why? Tachas asher ohav, because Hashem loved your ancestors. V'yitziyacho befonov ki odom ha-manik b'noi lefonov. Like a person is leading his son, he puts him in front of him. So nothing should happen from him from the back. The malach that was traveling in front of Am Yisrael, the honor went him back to protect him from the Mitzrayim who were chasing him in back. That's when we were in front of the Shechina, in front of the malach, in front of the cloud. He let the Ovois know that he took us out. Also fell a pasuk in Tehillim. Aye, Val Tismal should kira Meloshin Yochid, Befonov should have said Bifnehem. Sharik Sova Meloshin Yochid, in the 2 words ago. Vaivcha Bezao Oi Acharov. And this is where Moshe Rabbeinu completes the proof of Posuk Lamed Gimel Lamed Dalid. You know why he did all that? Because Hashem loves your fathers and he chose their children after them. And therefore, as we'll see in the next Pasuk, Pasuk Lamed Ches, if he chose to give them Eretz Yisrael, so even if he throws you out because you're Oved Avodah Zorah, you're guaranteed that he will return you to your land. Pasuk Lamed Ches, Lehoirish Goyim Gedolim Vatzumim Mimecho Miponecho Lahaviacho Loses Lecho Es Artzom Nachalo Kayoim Azeh. And all this was to what goal? In order to bring you to Eretz Yisrael, to throw out the goyim from before you, goyim that are much larger and greater and mightier than you, in order to bring you, to give you their land as an inheritance. Like this very day, you're about to enter. What, you think Hashem is going to throw you out and not take you back? Of course He's going to take you back. Says Rashi, Mimecho, Miponecho. Sarseyu v'darseyu. You gotta switch around the words in the pshat. What it should read is, Lohirish Miponecho, to throw goyim out from before you, and goyim gedoylim atzumim mimecho, goyim that are greater and stronger than you. The posuk says, Mimecho, Miponecho together. But the word Miponecho is going back on Lohirish goyim Miponecho, and who are greater and mightier than you. You see today, you began seeing, we conquered Eved Hayalde in the Sichah Denoeg, and the same thing is going to continue. Now, Pasuk Lamed Tes is going back, and Moshe Rabbeinu is reiterating what he said in Pasuk Lamed Hei. Another lesson, an important lesson, that they learned by Mavid Al Sinai. V'yodato hayoim v'hashev oiso el levovecho ki adonoi hu ho Elohim b'shamayim mima'al v'alorez mitochas ein oid. And you should know today, and you should internalize this. It should be settled on your heart that Hashem is the only force in the heavens above and in the earth below. There is no other force besides Hashem. Posuk mem veshomarto es chukov ves mitzvoisov asher onoichim etzavecho ayoyim asher yitav lecho ulevonecho acharecho uleman tarich yomim alho adomo asher adoino yeloihecho noisein lecho kol hayomim. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, all this that I told you above is a bedieved. Yes, ki soilid bonim uvnei vonim, v'nei shantem ba'oretz, if you will be oved avodah zorah, and Hashem throws you out, true, you're guaranteed Hashem will take you back. But says Moshe Rabbeinu in Posuk Mem, let's go the straight route. Why should we have to be thrown out and then be brought back? Rather, v'shamalto es chukov es mitzvoyes, of keep the mitzvahs that I'm commanding you today, and then it will be good for you, and your children after you. And in order that you should spend many days on the land that Hashem is giving you to have for eternity. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, this route is by far better than the route described at the beginning of this topic, of being thrown out and being guaranteed to take back. Ad kan, the second topic of Parshas Vayeshanan, that if we'll be Oved Avodah Zorah, we'll be thrown out of Eretz Yisrael. But not to worry, we're guaranteed that Hashem will bring us back to our land. On to the third topic, Moshe Rabbeinu designating the Ori Miklot in Eved Hayalde. Posuk Mem Alef, Oz Yavdil Moshe, Shalosh Orim Be'Eved Hayarden, Mizrecho Shomesh. Then Moshe Rabbeinu separated and designated three cities on the eastern side of the Yalde, in the side where the sun comes up from. What are these cities meant for? Lanuz shamo roitze yachasho yotzach ezriyehu bivlida az vehu lo yusen eloi mitemoyim shil shoyim veno selachas min heorim ho'ei levochoi. These cities are meant for if somebody kills his friend b'shoigeg without intention. He doesn't hate him, not from yesterday, not the previous day. He killed him by mistake. He has to run away to one of these cities, and there he will live, and the Goel Adam won't kill him. And what are these three cities? Es Betzel Bamidbor, Beret HaMishoyer, L'Ruveini, Ves Ramoiz, Bagilod, Lagodi, Ves Gilon, Baboshon, Lamanashi. From south to north, As Betzel, which was in the desert in Eretz HaMishor, Shevet Reuven had plains. It wasn't a mountainous area. That's the area east of the northern part of Yam HaMelech. And then we have Ramoit BaGilod, Shevet HaGodi. That was a more mountainous area. It was on a mountain in Gilod for Shevet God. And the city of Goylon in the area of Boshan for Shevet Menashe, all the way further up north. Says Rashi, Oz Yavdil. Rashi is bothered by a question. Oz is past. Yavdil is future. How do you square the two? Says Rashi, Oz then nosan leiv lihiyo ischorid ladovo she yavdilem. Moshe Rabbeinu took to heart that he should rush and have a plan that he should separate them. V'afal pi she'enon kol tois ad she'iv bodlu oison shberetz kanan. Even though they're not going to work, they're not going to be activated until Yeshua ben Nun will designate the three in Eretz Canaan. As we saw in Parshas Maaseh, it says, Sheish Orim Tihiyeno. It's got to be all six together. So why is Moshe Rabbeinu Kavayochel wasting his time in designating these cities? They're not working anyways. Omar Moshe, Mitzvah She'efshal Lekaimo Akeimeno. Let me do whatever I can. Whatever I can, I'm going to do. And that's what he did by separating these cities now. Be'ever Yarden, Mizrech HaShomesh. Boisei Eivel, which side of the Yarden? The side of the Yarden should be Mizroch HaYarden, on the eastern side of the Yarden. Rashi's bothered by, normally say, Be'ever Yarden, the other side of the Yarden. Yeah, that's if you were to be on the western side, so this is the other side. But they are on the eastern side. So why is it called the other side of the Yarden? Says Rashi, you're right, it's not the other side, it's the eastern side of the Yarden. Mizrecho, not Mizrocho. Why is that? Levisho Dovuk, being that these two words, Mizrecho Shomesh, are hyphenated, says Rashi. Nekudo Reish Bechataf. Therefore, the Reish gets a Chataf, meaning a Shvo instead of a comet. Mizroch Shel Shemesh, the east, where the sun comes up. Mekoim Zricha Shashemesh. It's interesting to note, Rashi says that Mizrech HaShomesh, these words are dovuk, it's hyphenated. On the other hand, the Taimim put a tam mafsik on the word Mizrech, they put a tipcho. So I'm not sure how those two fit. Ad kan the third topic, of Parshas Vayeschanan, where Moshe Rabbeinu designates the Ori Miklot in Eiver HaYarden. On to the fourth topic, the Akdomo. To the Torah and Mitzvahs, Moshe Rabbeinu is about to teach us throughout Sefer Dvorim, some new mitzvahs, some old mitzvahs, or some chidushim. Posuk Mem Daled, v'zois ha-Torah asher som Moshe lifnei b'nei Yisrael. The following Torah that we're about to learn throughout the Sefer is what Moshe Rabbeinu taught b'nei Yisrael. As Rashi learned, v'zois ha-Torah zuhi zushu osi l'sader achar parsha zu. What the Torah is going to organize after this parsha for the rest of the Sefer. Posuk Mem Hei Lehoi Dois Vachukim Vamishpotim Asher Diber Moishel Bnei Yisrael Betzaisom Mimitzrayim Be'iver Hayarden Bagai Mul Beis Peor Be'eret Sichoin Melech Hoemer Yashor Yeshev Bechashboin Asher Yikom Moishel Bnei Yisrael Betzaisom Mimitzrayim. These Eidos, Chukim, and Mishpotim, these are the three categories of mitzvahs that we have. Eidos is Miloshen Eidos, mitzvahs that were given that they're a testimony about something. For instance, we eat matzah as a testimony that we left Mitzrayim. We put on tefillin to remember what it says in all the parshiyos, Yichud Hashem, Avaz Hashem, Eschavo Oinesh, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Yod Chazoko. Those are the Eidos types of mitzvahs that are meant to be a witness to testify about some, to remind us about something. The achukim we know, mitzvahs that we don't have the reason for, v'amishpotim, the laws that we do know the reasons for. These mitzvah edois, chukim and mitzvahs that Moshe taught Bnei Yisrael when he left Mitzrayim by Imam Har Sinai. These are the same edois, chukim, mishpotim that Moshe Rabbeinu repeated again over here in Sefer Dvorim. And where was it repeated? Be'eder HaYarden, Bagai, in the valley Mul Beis Peor. It's interesting that the Torah uses an Avodah Zorah as a reference to tell you where they were. We'll see later on in Parshas Ikev, we're not allowed to do that. You're not to use an Avodah Zorah as a point of reference. You can't tell somebody, wait for me by the base Avodah Zorah. You can't use it. But the Torah, for some reason, uses it as a point of reference. I don't know why. Exactly where with us, Be'eret Sichoy Melecho Amoyri, Asher Yishev Cheshboin, who used to live in Cheshboin, no longer, that Moshe Rabbeinu hit them and destroyed them, Be'tseisom Mimitzroim. An interesting lotion. Moshe Rabbeinu fought that war against Sichoin when they left Mitzrayim. There was a 40-year difference between these two events. But the Torah considers all these 40 years as one unit. Yes, when we left Mitzrayim, we conquered Sichoin and Oig. That's what you see. Says Rashi, Pasuk Mem Hei, Eile ho'edois asher dibel. Heim heim asher dibel betzeisom Mitzrayim. Chozar ushno lohem be'avois moyov. Asher be'ever ha'yardein, shu ba'mizrach, she'ever ha'sheni, oyo ba'mayrov. Rashi's connecting. You have to read Psukim Mem Hei and Mem Vem Vov together. Rashi's telling you, these are the Eidos Chukim Mishpotim. The same Eidos Chukim Mishpotim that Hashem commanded us, that Moshe taught us in Har Sinai when we left Mitzrayim. They were repeated once again, be'ever ha'yardein, as the Pasuk says. And here again, Rashi's bothered by this terminology, Eiver HaYarden, the other side of the Yarden. It's not the other side. We are on that side. So Rashi says, it's the other side of the Yarden because the mainland is Eretz Yisrael, and this is the other side of the mainland. Posuk Mem Zayin, Vayirshu Es Artsoi, Ves Eretz Oig, Melech HaBoshon, Shnei Malchei Ho'emiri Asher, Be'Eiver HaYarden, Mizrach Shomesh. And we inherited his land, namely the land of Sichoin and the land of Og Melech HaBoshon, these two kings of the Amori, which is on the Eiver HaMizrochi, the eastern side of the Yarden, where the sun comes up. Posuk Memches Me'aroi Eir Asher Al Sefasnach Al Arnoin Vad Har Sion Hu Chermoin. What exactly did we conquer? From Aroi Eir, a city all the way down south, by the southern border of Nachal Asreuvein, by Nachal Arnoin, all the way up north to Har Sion, which is Chermoin. This is the Pasuk Rashi quoted in Parshat Dvorim, the fourth name for Har Chermoin. Besides for Chermoin, Sirion, and Sneel, here we have also Sion. Pasuk Mem Tes V'chol Ho'arovo Eiver Yarden Mizrocho V'ad Yom Ho'arovo Tachas Ashdois Hapisgo. And the Eiver HaYarden included the Arovo. The Arovo is the valley, which is by the Yarden River, on the eastern side of the Yarden River, and including Ad Yom HaArovo, which is Yam HaMelach, Tachas Ashdois HaPisgo, where the by the waterfalls, where they fall from the tops of the mountains. Ad Kan, the fourth topic of Parshas Vayeshanan, the Hakdomo to the Chazoro of the Torah that we're going to see throughout Sefer Dvorim. I'm not sure why the Torah needed to put so much detail into what happened in Eiver HaYarden once again, that we conquered Sichoin and Oig and we yashed in their land, exactly the borders, Me'aroi Eir. I'm not sure why this is all relevant for the Hakdama. The main point is, says the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu repeated the Torah that he's told them in Har Sinai, in Eiver HaYarden. Any idea?